From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors, having arrived in Syria, are expected to reach the town of Douma this week to investigate a suspected chemical weapons attack that killed more than 40 people and sickened hundreds. The attack prompted an international airstrike Saturday. A U.S. official with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons suggested Russia may have tampered with that site, but Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov told the BBC he guarantees no tampering occurred. Russia's OPCW envoy Alexander Shulgin suggested the attack was a fabrication staged by British intelligence to justify Saturday's strikes. European diplomat Federica Mogherini said the opposition wants a political settlement to the Syrian conflict.
We need now to have Damascus coming to the table and committing to a process, not because of goodwill, because we have seen that there is no goodwill on that side, but simply out of the reality that without a political negotiation, this cycle of destruction will simply continue.
Traveling with President Donald Trump Monday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president still wants to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria, although there's no timeline to do so.
The president is committed to defeating ISIS. We've talked about this for a while, but our policy hasn't changed. We still have troops on the ground, but the president wants to bring those people home, and that hasn't shifted.
She also said the president would like to have a good relationship with Russia, but that depends on Moscow's behavior. Guinea-Bissau's President José Mário Vaz appointed veteran politician Aristides Gomes as prime minister Monday in an effort to end a prolonged political crisis. The nomination is part of an agreement with the West African bloc ECOWAS to end 2 years of political turmoil in the tiny former Portuguese colony. This is VOA News.